Hey, Johnny.
Yeah?
Guess what today is?
Solar eclipse day.
That's right, brother. Did you look at the sun?
Yes, I did.
Now, Johnny, do you think any truckers were going down the road and they actually caught the eclipse while they were driving?
Only the Swift drive.
Johnny.
You got to leave that in.
Oh,
you got to leave that in.
Oh, man. Oh, you set me up, man. That's good. You know I don't like to make fun of this. All right, we'll leave that in. Who cares? You know what? Some Swift drivers do have a sense of humor. I mean, seriously.
Not the ones I know.
Well, we interviewed a Swift driver. He actually had a pretty good sense of humor. Because we asked him, we said, hey, man, do they make fun of you guys out on the road? Do you get a lot of people yelling? And you know what he said? He said, absolutely not. You know, I don't hardly ever get anybody. So you know what it really is? It's more guys doing it on the internet, you know, behind the, what do they call them? Keyboard Rambos or whatever.
Tyler. I think they call them Tyler.
Call them Tylers. But anyway, so you're saying that the only truck drivers that were looking at the eclipse was probably driving a Swift truck. Is that what you're saying? You're kidding, right?
Of course I am. Hey, if one of the Swifties goes off the road because he couldn't get one of those cheap pair of glasses to look at the sun, is that preventable?
That would be preventable, right?
Not really their fault.
No, it was eclipse day.
Right.
I would blame it on my dispatcher.
Blame everything on the dispatcher.
No, actually, you're blaming on the GPS. Tell me to go this way.
Yeah.
So now, did you actually see the eclipse? It was actually, I'll be honest with you, right? Now, if I'm a truck driver, I'm out on the road, and here's what's really cool. You know, you've seen the movie Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's really cool is, like, when I was a driver, I would come up on events, not like Forrest Gump, but I've been to different events. Just imagine, you think about some of the events. Now, you're a trucker, and events are going on in your life. And I'm going to talk about certain events, like, let's talk about 9/11. Where were you at when 9/11 went off? Do you remember?
I was at work.
You were at work in where? Pennsylvania? You weren't driving a tractor trailer at the time, were you?
No, it was in Pennsylvania.
Okay. I was literally laying in my bedroom in the morning, all right, in Florida, and I looked and I seen a little hole in the World Trade Center, and I yelled, Ruth Ann, some idiot just ran a Cessna into the World Trade Center. I didn't realize that it was a 747. Later on, we found out that it was terrorists. But now, what I'm getting at, though, is as a trucker, you know that there was thousands of truckers in the New York area that day.
Yeah, traffic jam.
Amen. I mean, and back then, dash cams weren't quite as big, or you would have probably had a million dash cameras that caught the falling. I'm not glorifying it or anything like that. I'm just saying that truckers are probably at every event there is. There was truck drivers that were literally trapped down in Manhattan when the actual event was going on, okay?
Horrible.
Yeah, absolutely. And then now take, remember the riots a couple of years ago, like you had Ferguson going on, and then there was another big one in North Carolina, I believe. And there were so many images and truckers were in it.
Oh yeah, Reginald Denny. Remember that one?
Well, no, that you're going way back. That's the LA riots, and that poor man got his face caved in with a cinder block. But what I'm getting at, though, is it seems like every event, you know, one of our brother or sister truckers is at that event. You know what I mean? Like world events. Like, I'm just wondering where the truck drivers were today when the eclipse went on.
That's a good question. You want to see where I was at?
Where were you at?
Oh, I got to show you this. Hold on.
What are you doing, Johnny Acid? You're on the podcast, and the podcast is being recorded, so the podcasters can't see. You got to keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Okay.
I was going to show you my selfie.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. What we can do is I'll upload that to the Facebook page later, and that way people can see Johnny Acid and his selfie.
Yeah, it was pretty clear.
Yeah. So anyways, isn't it an interesting thing, though, how truckers come across different events? I mean, this is kind of probably a stupid event, but I remember, ironically, I was laid over in Houston, and my company said, go ahead, get a hotel. Well, I didn't want to stay in Houston. I was going to be there for 3 days waiting on a load, and they left me go down to Texas City, down to Galveston, rather, which is right by Texas City, which is a beach. And so I took my bobtail down, and I got a hotel.
Right.
And so, and that's nothing eventful, right? But so I go onto the beach, you know, because I'm sitting there, the hotel's right off the beach. So I go onto the beach, I'm thinking, hey, you know, I think I'll just go down there, maybe get a burger or whatever, right? And I look over and Loverboy's playing.
On the beach?
On the beach.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, how weird, you know what I mean? Like, there's an event going.
Some of these younger truckers have no idea who Loverboy is.
Oh, well, then they can look them up. They were number one rock band for many years.
Wasn't that your nickname when you were younger?
No, it was never Loverboy. But anyways, Johnny is. But I'm just saying, like, that was an event that I just happened to come by. People come by all kind of crazy events all the time. And a lot, like I said, a lot of time we truckers are there. You know what I wish? I wish I would love to have a truck driver or two. And we've got thousands of listeners every week. If you're out there and you were a truck driver that was either trapped at an event, or maybe you were just coming by and you decided, hey, I'm gonna park my rig and go see. You know, if I'm close enough to an event, right, I'm gonna make it a point to try to get to that event. You know what I mean? Like an inauguration is what I'm talking about. Or like a 9/11 or something to that effect. Or like a major speech or a major campaign thing. Or just some kind of a world event that your rig was right there and you actually got to walk. Let me tell you what happened to me?
Go ahead.
Trucker Troy. I'm not kidding you. Now, and listen, I'm going to tell you a little story about Ruth Ann and I. We were in Tampa at Busch Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't think of the park. Okay. So we were in Busch Gardens, and there's a place called the Sun Dome or whatever. It's a college. It belongs to the Southern Florida University or whatever it is. It's a decent-sized college.
Mm-hmm.
And so just so happens, and look, this, I'm not going to tell everybody. Talk CDL, we don't say we're Republican or Democrat or anything like that. Okay, so my political views have nothing to do with my audience. I'm a trucking talk show host only when it comes to Talk CDL. So I'm not going to tell you what my political views are or anything like that. And I'm just not going to start some kind of a stupidity war because I see all my friends all fighting. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. You know, normally they'll drink a beer together, but now they're always arguing over stupid political events. I mean, who the hell care? I mean, honestly and truly, I get sick to my stomach over political events. But so I don't go all political. I'm not going to tell you my political view, but I will tell you this: Donald Trump, which he's a Republican, he's the Republican president now. Okay, Donald Trump was, believe it or not, doing a campaign speech around the corner.
Really?
Yeah. So remember we started off. We were talking about actual events that a truck.
How did you get that close?
Well, hold on a second. You got to understand this. We were at Busch Gardens, okay? Trump was, maybe a mile away down some streets around the corners, and there was a big event going on where he was going to be in there making a speech, okay? And believe it or not, this place held like 11,000, I think, but they got like 16,000 in. I mean, it was literally that packed. It was a little stadium, huge event. And so I said to Ruth Ann, I said, you know, it's history in the making. You know, again, going back to events that are around, right?
Right.
I said to her, I said, hey, let's go over there and see if we can get close to see, you know, this thing. I said, if that guy becomes the president, at least we could say we've seen him. You know what I mean? It's just kind of, I'm not saying I was starstruck. I'm just saying I wanted to go and see something. I like being a part of history. And so we drove down the street and we go to park, and there is just lines of cars everywhere. And what's funny is, this was back when everybody was saying, oh, he's going to lose and all this other stuff, right? So I thought, this is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I thought, well, you could probably get over there and get a seat, no problem.
Yeah, right.
Okay, exactly. I found out the hard way. I didn't realize. So I pull up, and we get out. I'm like, okay, let's go get in line. We'll just get in line, you know, because it's going to start at 7. And we start walking, and the line, we can't get to the end of it. I think the line was literally a few miles of four people deep.
So you were like a few miles from the Sun Dome in line?
We're walking away from the Sun Dome. We're walking down a street, and then you got to go, and then you make a turn, and it's like, oh my gosh, look at there it goes. The line is just going and going and going. So we're walking for like 10 minutes. And I said to Ruth Ann, I said, you know what? I said, I am not going to go at the end of a 7-mile line or whatever the dang thing was. I said, so I'm going to leave. I said, but let's walk up to the front. I said, all those cops on the horses. And I think there's a bunch of protesters there. Turned out there was a couple protesters. But, you know, again, going back to the trucker thing, you know, truckers and events, I wanted to be part of an event. So we walk up to the front of the building. It's got those steps that wrap around like a big city hall. So there's like 1,000, like probably 1,000 people could fit on the steps because they're, you know, they wrap around and they go up.
Yeah.
And the cops are all there. And as we're walking now, there's like a funnel of people being fed into the metal detectors, right? And so I just, for the heck of it, I grab Ruth Ann's arm. Nobody's looking. I go, come here. And I just threw her in line.
You were a line jumper?
Yeah, I'm a line jumper.
Oh, God.
You hate line jumpers.
I hate line jumpers.
Well, then you hate me because I jumped right in line. And guess what? Nobody said a word. They actually left us slide in. And we literally bypassed. I'm going to tell you how there was 5,000 people that night that couldn't get in, that had to sit, watch it from the big screen outside. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we walked the entire line. Or we walk about a mile back to the building and then line jump, like you call it.
Yeah, those poor 5,000 people could not get in because of the line jumpers.
Right. So out of 5,000, there really should have been 4,998 that didn't get in, plus Ruth Ann and I.
Let me ask you something. If you were in line and you were right up there and someone line jumped you, would you say anything?
Ruth Ann would. She would definitely. I don't say anything because I used to get into a fight real easy. So no, I probably wouldn't. But be honest with you, I wouldn't have backed up and let them in. So that would have been the difference between, but Ruth Ann would have probably been like, excuse me?
You do the same thing in traffic. You never let anyone in.
Right. I'm a very tight driver. And
except when it comes to truckers. You will always let the trucker go.
Absolutely. They're my brothers, man. I always let them in, baby. And if you work with them, they'll let you in too.
Speaking of events, I talked to a trucker a while back, and he was talking about switching jobs. And he said, well, I have to finish out this contract. And I said, what kind of contract? This was the guy who drove the dry van for Roger Waters, his tour.
Really?
I didn't believe him. So he texted me some pictures of him standing right in front. He was right next to Roger Waters. They were shaking hands. He's right outside of his truck. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool.
And, you know, honestly, I've met truck drivers that have hauled for AC/DC and have hauled for different plays and different events and movie productions and all that other stuff. And I'll tell you who's a really cool, and I'm going to finish my story, by the way, about Trump. But what's really cool is one night, Ruth Ann and I were in coming into Florida. And, you know, it was about 1, 2 in the morning. Guess what was blowing by us? We were doing about 80. And you know what was blowing by us? Probably about 15 to 20 NASCAR truckers. Literally.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, literally, like these guys were, you know, Gordon, all their trucks, and these guys were hauling it. I mean, I'll bet you they were at minimum 90 miles an hour, and it was coming down 95. And you know what? There wasn't one pulled over.
I'll bet.
No, I know. Well, you know NASCAR.
You don't want to be the state trooper to pull over that guy.
Well, listen, NASCAR and the South.
You don't want to mess with that, bro.
They ain't getting pulled over.
Ain't no way you're going to pull that guy.
Maybe for an autograph, but other than that, they ain't getting pulled over. Those, if you're a driver for NASCAR, you got a freaking maid, man. I'm going to tell you. Those guys, they park right inside the event, like literally right inside the field. And they, you know, some of them actually get in the pits even. I mean, that's a prestigious job.
You don't want to mess with that.
Yeah.
Just like those guys who haul that football stuff around, like for the Gators. You're pulling into Gainesville and the cop pulls you over.
No, there ain't no cops pulling the Gator truck over.
No, definitely not.
No, maybe if you're like up in Seminole country, maybe. There's a little rivalry there.
Right. Yeah, you're done there.
All right, so my story, going back to Trump, all right? So we walk in, because I want to show you the event and the history of this. We literally get through the gate, you know, the metal detector. We might have been the 25th person to go through the gate. We were at number 16,000. And according to you, I line jumped, okay? I would just say I filled in a gap, okay, that was there.
I disagree.
Well,
if it makes you feel better, if you sleep better at night saying that.
Right. I filled in a gap where two people could fit, and we got in about the 25th person. And I'm going to tell you, we walked right up to the rope that was roped around his podium that he was going to be coming up to talk on.
You actually made it inside the building?
Not only did we make it inside the building, we got to the rope, right? The actual rope, and where the CIA is standing there with the little cords in their ears, you know, going down.
That's actually the Secret Service.
Well, whoever they are, I don't really care. Those guys were there with their big guns, you know, protecting Trump and the other people. It was such a cool event. And I'm going to tell you, this is... I felt like Forrest Gump that day because I'm literally, Ruth Ann got this big poster, you know, to get signed, you know, because she was all starstruck too. And so literally Trump gets done his speech. He is legitimately like, I don't know. He did the speech maybe 20 feet from us. And I would look back and I was taking pictures of it. There wasn't room in that building for a grasshopper. It was that tight with people up in the stadiums and down on the floor where Trump's at. He made the comment. It was so funny. I thought, man, I got the best seat in the house. And as when he came out to do his speech, everybody had done theirs. And he came out, it was packed. And he goes, all right, some of you guys got really close tonight. And he's looking at all of us. And he goes, but the smart ones are behind me because they're on TV. And I didn't realize, dang, he's right, man. I could have actually not only been to an event, but been on television the entire time.
I'm really wondering what political affiliation you have here.
Well, no, I'm just, tough one. I'm just saying we went to the event. I'm not saying whether I'm whatever. I'm just saying I went there. And so check this out. It's the end of the speech. And he comes down to start signing autographs. And Ruth Ann's like, see if he'll sign mine. And there's like 10 billion people literally jumped over me, right? Like holding their arms up. And like there's like 10,000 posters over my head trying to hand it to Trump, right? And I'm like... trying to hold people back. I said, Ruth Ann, I said, he's only going to sign 5 or 6 and there's 10 billion people, right? And so, of course, she gave me the puppy dog eyes. So I reached up with my poster and I looked back at Ruth Ann and I'm talking to her. I'm like, listen, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Just look at how far we've come here. This is pretty cool. We're in part of history. And all of a sudden, my arm starts going like this. I'm like, and I can feel somebody pulling it. I'm just thinking it's another guy wanting to get my poster and try to maybe get it signed or take it off me, right? Because my hand's in the crowd. And
it was Trump.
I look over and Trump's got his hand on the poster and he looks at me. He's trying to pull it out of my hand. And I go like that. I put my thumb up like, thanks, man. And I'm not kidding you. That dude signed Ruth Ann's poster. And then he literally reached over a crowd of people and was going like this, right? And making sure it got into my hand. It was pretty cool, man. Whether you like the guy or not, that was pretty cool. Ruth Ann felt great. And that was my little part of history. I got to go to that event.
How come you never showed me the poster?
I can, you know what? I can get it for you and show it to you. I will.
Yeah. Well, whenever you put this out on the, you should pull it up along with my selfie.
Yeah. But you know, if, you know, Tuxedo has Democratic fans also, and they might get mad. So maybe I'll put an Obama and a Trump poster beside each other so we look like we're not picking a side.
Let's balance it out here. I met Hillary.
You did meet her, didn't you?
I did. Shook her hand.
Where, and that was in...
Afghanistan.
Okay, so cool.
She was then Senator Clinton.
So that's an event for you.
Yes.
Were you driving truck? Did you like jump out of a truck to meet her or did she see that you were a trucker?
Oh, no. Over there, I was... I had my feet up on a desk most of the time.
So when Hillary walked in, your feet were up on the desk and you jumped down like, yes, ma'am!
Yeah, it's pretty much the way it went down. Yeah.
No, seriously, did you really meet her?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. How tall is she? Let me tell you something. Trump is a tall son of a gun. I mean,
she's average height.
I'm only 5'10" myself. You're what, 6?
Yes.
And so how tall was she to you?
She was maybe 5'8"-ish.
Yeah?
Something like that. Wow. 5'7", maybe.
That's pretty good height for a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also got to meet Geraldo, and I was more excited about that, actually.
Geraldo Rivera?
Oh, yeah. He is.
See, look at this. These are trucker events. You know, this is what we're talking about. I would love it if somebody came across... Was it when Geraldo got decked and beat up? Is that when you met him?
No, I want
it to be an event. I don't... Like, I could tell you 10 million... I could tell you Muhammad Ali used to be my neighbor.
Really?
Absolutely. When I was a kid, we used to watch him spar. I kid you not. He used to train at Deer Lake in Deer Lake, Pennsylvania. Look it up. Look that up. I guarantee you.
So he grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, huh?
but he was. He was my neighbor. But that's, again, that's part of history. I wasn't even a trucker yet. I was only a little kid. But what I'm trying to get at is as far as when you were, you know, in your trucking, you met Hillary, which is really cool because you were there and you worked in the motor pool and trucking and all that good stuff.
Out of everyone I met,
you should have gave her a ride. You should have took her for a ride.
I was most excited to have dinner with, in Afghanistan, Henry Rollins.
I don't even know who he is.
Maybe we should end the podcast now if you don't know who Henry Rollins is. Does anyone out there know? I'm sure there's truckers out there who know who Henry Rollins is. You need to call in or send a message or something if
well, tell us who Henry Rollins is so I don't look so stupid.
He was the lead singer for Black Flag and the Henry Rollins Band. I'll show you later.
Okay, cool.
You never heard of him.
But so now, did you, when you met Hillary, right? You shook her hand.
Right.
You gave her a little hug?
No.
No. Was there bodyguards around her?
No, not so much. Not over there. I mean, you know, you're surrounded by military.
Yeah.
A military base.
You were the bodyguard, weren't you? Johnny Acid.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, so cool. So I met Trump, you met Hillary. And so do you think we satisfied our Republican and our Democratic audience?
What about the independent?
Have you met anybody?
The Tea Party.
Have you met anybody from the Tea Party? Have you met Nugent?
I'd love to meet Ted Nugent.
Ted's cool. I'll be honest with you. I love his music. But you know what? I don't want to get political. Because we can really probably get a lot of fighting going on. Because you know what? Did you notice with any time a political conversation comes up, it's always never nice.
Yeah, it's usually pretty brutal.
It really is. And to be honest with you, that's why I said when I started the conversation, I absolutely am not going to say to anybody, here's my side, and if you don't like my side, you're not thinking right. Honestly, that's the one good thing about a human being is we all have the choice. In our heart, we all have the choice in our minds if we who we want to choose, whether it comes to political parties or what state we want to live in or what clothes we want to wear or maybe what career we want to choose. We all have that choice. And I got to be honest with you, Johnny Acid, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. My little history in my life didn't consist of a whole lot, but it sure has a little impact on me. It's a neat story. And I would be willing to bet there's some truckers out there that, and believe me, some of the stories are not funny like mine and yours. Some of them are pretty heartbreaking, okay? Truckers
sure.
That have seriously seen some of the bad stuff out there, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The truckers are everywhere. They see everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably one of the biggest jobs out there. So anyways, listen, I'm starting to rattle on, Johnny Acid. Do you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I just wanted to ask that if after the podcast, you could take me to the emergency room. I think I burned my eyeballs out.
And was that with the eclipse, Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can get you up there. I've got to stop at Walmart for a few minutes. Can you make it?
Yeah, sure. You just don't want me driving.
No, you can drive. I'm just kidding. No. All right. Well, listen, advice, Johnny Acid. Since we were talking about pretty much events as a trucker, my advice would be this. If you know there's a world event happening near you, try to get to it. I'm serious.
Try to get to it and try to have it on camera so you can send it into the show.
Yeah, try seriously to realistically get to that event. I'm serious because I'm going to tell you something. You'll regret it. I mean, that day that we went to that political event in Tampa, I almost didn't go. I really didn't, but I'm glad I did because it's such a memory and I can only imagine what I'd be thinking now if I didn't go. Or if you're a truck driver and you were within a mile of Donald Trump's inauguration or Barack Obama's inauguration and you could have went to it, you know, I imagine how horrible is that? Or maybe you are a truck driver and you did go to one of their inaugurations, okay? Or maybe you did see a world event. Or, hey, you know, I'll tell you what was a world event. Do you remember when the World Series was going on in Candlestick Park and the big earthquake hit?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm serious, man. Like, interstates were collapsing, and I mean, there was truckers everywhere for that. You know what I mean? Like you said, the LA riots was a big one. I mean, there's just so many big events in time. I would love, truly would love to interview somebody that has a big event story that you were there. Now, listen, in order for me to really want to push this and make a really good podcast out of it, I would want you to call in, and I would really want to know that you were trucking the day you were at that. You know what I mean, Johnny Acid?
It's a trucking show, of course.
Yeah, right. I don't want you to call in and go, I used to be a truck driver, but, you know, 5 years after I retired, I seen Jimmy Carter be sworn into office. You know, I would rather you tell me about how your big rig was parked down a street and you had to hike up a mountain and somebody had towed it away when you got back. I mean, making it, hey, add stuff to it. Make it fun.
Well, I was in my F-150. Does that count?
No. So anyways, that's my advice. If you got a chance to get to a world event with your tractor trailer and your dispatcher says you can't go, call me and I'll talk to your dispatcher for you. Johnny, you got anything? Any advice?
Yeah, don't line jump. And don't stare at the sun.
Don't line jump and don't stare at the sun. Words of wisdom from Johnny Acid. You know what, Johnny? We're out of here. Peace.
Peace.